Gang Green, season 8.
Oh, we're going bilingual now.
Yeah, I figured we'd mix it up.
So
episode dose.
Should they hit the SAP button on their local remote?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Coming to you live, Telemundo.
That might be a thing, right? Yeah, do we have to pay for that? Or
probably.
No, that's probably not a thing, man.
We can't afford that.
All right.
We could barely afford the show.
You can listen to us on iTunes. You can find us there. And you should
listen
and like it and rate it and all that sort of stuff.
Sing the happy birthday song for me right now. You having a stroke? Put your hands out.
You okay?
Yeah.
All right, just checking.
Twitter, at Gangrene TV.
Yep. Facebook, Gangrene TV.
That's right.
Give us a old call. You know what? I'm not even going to say it.
Instagram.
You know, just do that. Because why would you call 508-731-GGTV?
Because no one makes phone calls anymore.
Nah,
text.
Do the text. Your fingers work. You
know, we gotta write a better jingle.
I guess.
Like, I don't know.
1-877-GGTV?
Yeah, I don't know. Text us.
We had D'Elia do a jingle once. I think it's D'Elia. It's one of those.
Anyways.
So.
Speaking about D'Elia. Yeah.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about this Marcus Smart punching Bonner on the Bonner?
Can we call it Bonnergate?
Sure.
Yeah?
We had a whole list of them.
Does it have to be a gate?
No, it doesn't.
Everything
have to be a
gate. Everything has to be a gate now.
I don't like that.
Has to be a gate.
I like Stats' ball bash, because all I can think of is like the old school Batman. It's like Marcus Smart. It's like ball bash and like the crazy.
Kapow!
Like, yeah.
The old Batman.
Yeah.
Pow. Mint.
So
my favorite part is that he was just like, after the game, like, it just happened. I didn't mean to, like he kind of tried to, like, not take credit for it, or, like.
Well, I mean, they showed him the replay, and he goes, well, I guess it kind of looks like I hit him below the waist, but, you know, it wasn't intentional. If anyone watches that.
His fist was, like, back here.
Well, he turned his fist so he could punch him. I mean, a closed-fisted beanbag bash. I mean,
in his defense, did he do that whole circle game?
I
you know,
I mean,
like, did Bonner look at the circle?
All right, let's look. All right, so this raises the question: do we have a dirty player on our hands? I mean, this obviously isn't his first offense, and if anybody knows the history of Marcus Smart, I mean, he's pushing fans back in college. So
I'm 50-50 on this, but here's what I'll say to that. Is that we had a player that everyone loved, wanted his number to be retired. I'm not one of them. Kevin Garnett did the same sort of stuff.
I don't know if he did it to this extent, though. I mean,
I think you could argue Kevin Garnett's done worse stuff.
Yeah, see?
Saying stuff about people's moms.
Yeah, but the trash talking's one thing.
He punched people in the packages.
I don't remember that
at the top of the key?
I do, but I mean, you know.
See, because it's Kevin Garnett.
It's Kevin Garnett.
Right.
Kevin Garnett's a seasoned vet. Marcus Smart's just coming out into his own now. So it's like, you know, should we like dip this in the bud? And then when he gets old enough, then he could be that dirty player that
Kevin
Garnett is.
Well, here's the thing. Is I'm 50-50. I think it was stupid.
Right.
Because you're in a playoff push.
Well, that's where the stupidest part comes in now.
And you lost a game. But at the same time, like, think about the players that we got rid of. Like, Jeff Green was, like, just like, blah.
Right.
You could hit him with a cattle prod, and he wouldn't care about anything.
So, yes, it adds a little fire.
At least Marcus Smart cares about something, right?
Well, I don't know. This is where it all gets really weird. This is debatable.
I'm right down the middle. I am mad at him, but at the same time, I'm like, at least he was frustrated.
What I think happened here was whatever was going on underneath the boards, where, you know, Smart and Bonner probably trash-talking throughout the whole game. Bonner probably said something. Bonner's a seasoned vet. He's got some rings under his belt. No pun intended. You know, so maybe he's like, you know, rookie, blah, 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 saying some stuff, whatever. Marcus Smart just turns around and just does his thing. I mean, this is where it's like young kid or – You're either going to be a young kid or you're going to be that NBA player, because now you kind of hurt your team now that you lost against Detroit, because in your absence, Detroit just ran the train on you.
Let's put it in the back burner, right?
Right.
Brad Stevens came out publicly and, like, you know, bitched about
him.
Right.
Which is unusual for Brad Stevens. So that's noticeable, right?
Right.
So let's put it on the back burner. Maybe he takes that and is like, whoa, I just got publicly, like, outed
right.
by someone who doesn't do that.
I mean,
next year, let's see how it happens. I'm not going to give up on the kid.
No, you can't give up on
him. I'm just starting to like him, you know?
This isn't a thing to give up on him for. This is just one of those things where...
And if it was Kevin Garnett, you would have been like, ah, oh, isn't that... That's just Kevin Garnett being Kevin Garnett. It's just hysterical.
See, I don't know if this... because this is a playoff thing now. We're on the road to the playoffs. That really hurt us, the fact that he was out
that
one game.
If
Kevin Garnett got suspended for one game
for
punching somebody in the dick, I think we'd all be here going... You know, what is he doing?
He did during a playoff run.
But he didn't get suspended for it.
I believe he did.
Did it hurt our chances?
Probably.
I think we won that game.
I mean.
That year, I think we pretty much won.
I think when it comes down to it, there's a lot of players that kind of do, like, stuff that's maybe over the line every once in a while. That kind of, like, dip their toe over the line.
No one's a clean player.
Yeah.
Everyone has their thing.
Especially guys that their calling card is their defense.
Right.
I mean, Ron Artest pulled down Paul Pierce's shorts in the middle of a game.
Right.
Hysterical.
And what was the thing last year in the playoffs?
J.R. Smith untying guys' shoes.
And, wasn't one of the Pacers players, like, blowing in someone's ear or something? Like, this kind of stuff is just not par for the course, but it, like, happens, and good players do it sometimes.
No one deserves to get punched below the belt, though, no matter what.
It's a little over the line.
I don't care if you're the opposing team, you're the home team.
But, like I said, hopefully he's a young player.
Right.
Hopefully he learns from it, reels it in.
I'm hoping
use
that
anger and like go hit a three or something, right?
Right.
Yeah.
This is something that you
need
to learn
from. That's what I would do.
If
I was playing, I would be like, oh, I'm really pissed. I'm going to go win this game.
This situation right now that you lost.
Were you just not concerned about that before?
Yeah, right. I don't know.
No, yeah. I mean, sometimes you're just concerned with punching people, you know? But this right here should be the biggest lesson of all now. The fact that you were suspended, you were caught right away. And the fact that, like, now you're I'm not talking about the college pass, but like your first year pass is kind of like kind of haunting you a little bit, because it's like you got that elbow in Peyton's face when they played Orlando. You have this, and you have there was another flagrant too that he got not too long ago, and it's just like all this is going to add up, and you're going to be it's going to be one of those things where the refs are constantly going to be looking at you, and they'll call you for anything.
Yeah, let's see how it goes. You know? I'm willing to straddle the fence on this for a little while more.
Yeah. Just watch.
That's my gut feeling.
If you're going to straddle the fence, just watch what you're straddling.
Well, yeah. Hopefully, yeah. Marcus Smart isn't
hopefully
there.
Nobody
with a,
comes up
with
and
a fist. I will say that the Detroit game
was absolutely
was
depressing.
The most annoying game of the era since I've been excited about the team again.
Yeah.
Last couple weeks.
Yeah. But I mean, I was bummed that they lost before, but this seemed different. It felt, you know, I was pissed.
It's because we lost the last two games, which everyone knew that we were going to lose. Going into it, no matter who was playing in Oklahoma, no matter who was playing for the Spurs, you had the gut feeling that this is going to be a loss. We're not going to go anywhere with this. Coming back from Detroit, now before all this, you're like, okay, we're on a five-game winning streak. We're going to play two hot teams. Fine, we'll lose, whatever. But now we'll get to Detroit. We'll start our streak again.
And you know what?
It's three in a row. Oh, God. Now it's three in a row, and we're out of the playoffs.
I was so heated. Even Nick, our director, is a bandwagon fan, as he said. He was pissed about it. Like, this team's got people interested in pissing us off.
Right.
And at the same time, I was so pissed on Sunday. Last night, they go out and win. Again, they're half a game up in the eighth spot.
Right.
Crazy.
They went and played another bad team.
Yeah.
And they got their a little bit of their flow back.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's they're an inconsistent team. I think we can't forget that they're also like a mid-30 win team.
Right.
Right.
You know, this isn't the team that's going to surprise
you.
You just don't want to lose.
You want to see them win those, you know, beat those bad teams.
You know, they weren't playing the Chauncey Billups Pistons.
Right.
So you still expect a win, but that's also a bad matchup because they have so many guys with size.
Yeah,
right.
Like Monroe and Drummond and a couple other guys. That's kind of a tough matchup for them.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, anyway, so
the Reggie Celtics, Jackson's there now, so
the Celtics are back in the eighth spot for now.
Yep.
So you know what are you gonna do?
So now, I mean,
why don't we?
Charlotte's only that half game back, and they're losing.
Yeah. Why don't we take a break?
All right.
On the other side, we're gonna get a little quick game.
Oh, all right.
All right.
That sounds.
We'll be right back. And we are back. And the game we're going to play is this fun little thing that I started thinking about last week. We finally like most of the players on this team.
Yep.
And I feel like for a season and a half, we're like, oh, who do we get rid of? Let's get rid of this guy. Let's get rid of this guy. Now that we like a lot of the team and we're excited about them, I think it's hard to pick three. So I'm going to make us all pick three players that we would pick going forward in this. Do we still say rebuilding or is it just building now?
I guess
I think it's building.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm going to go with building. It's more positive. I'm a positive guy, so I'm going to go with building.
I think it's always rebuilding until it's built.
Yeah, I know, but I'm trying to be positive here, guys.
So we're adding a second floor to the house?
You're both so negative. You know?
Wow. Sometimes.
Anyways.
Pot kettle.
So we... I am the most positive person on this show.
Maybe the most naive.
Give us a call, 508-731-GGTV, and tell Kurt that he's full of it.
Who wants to go first? Full of positivity.
Go for it, Dave.
I'll go for it. All right. So my three pick-ems.
All right.
The guys who I really like. Now, I'm probably going to get a little flack for my second one, but my first, Jarebko.
Okay.
Since he's come to this team, I'm all over this guy. I'm begging for a re-sign. I know he's got one more year on his contract, I believe, but for him to extend his Celtics family ties.
I like him.
Evan Turner, I know he's been rusty in his career.
The past couple weeks, he's really, really.
He has cemented his feet in the Boston Celtics, and a lot of it has to do with the fact that when Isaiah Thomas went down, he really stepped up to the plate. Now, not to say that Bradley and others didn't step up, but like I feel like Evan Turner really came about and was like.
Has he had two triple-doubles in the last couple weeks?
Yes.
Did you see that weird stat that's like the only players in Celtics history to have multiple triple-doubles are like Bird, Pierce, Walker, Rondo, and Evan Turner?
It's weird.
That's kind of weird
it
company.
It is. Because you're like, four of those guys, you're like, yeah.
Yeah, Bird, then, Pierce, Walker.
Yeah, Walker.
Rondo.
Walker's weird. You know, Rondo, you
where
can see
Walker
that.
Have 10 cheeseburgers one day?
Yeah.
He had a triple-double cheeseburger. So my other one is Jay Crowder.
Yep.
This is another guy who I'm hoping has long-term deal with
and
Celtics.
The thing about that list is new guys.
Right, and they're part of that 40 people that ran through Boston at one time this season. So I really do. I enjoy these three. Not to say I'm not taking anything away from everybody else. I know, like, I mean, you guys probably got the rest of the list.
No, but that's why I want to do this. Because it's I went through and I was like, oh.
Right.
I want to keep seven.
Right.
But I know in rebuilding you can't actually
I want to keep
that.
Almost the whole team.
And then we'll just be this 40-win team every year, you know?
Right.
So do you want me to go or do you want to go, Stats?
Yeah.
I'm going to go. All right. I didn't write mine down, but mine are, not in any particular order, Thomas, because I've just, like, head over heels for this kid now. He's
naturally.
Been gone for 2 weeks. I feel like I'm in a long-term relationship.
I feel like I miss him.
Yeah. I definitely miss him. So Thomas, because I think he's great for a team like we are now, and I think it'd be awesome for a contending team.
He's a nice cornerstone for this rebuilding.
As a bench player. I don't know if he's a cornerstone player, but he's a nice player to have.
I think he's going to make
secondly,
a lot of people
Secondly is a Zeller.
Surprising.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Because I just like that kid. I like the way he plays.
If your next one says Kelly Olynyk, I'm going to drop dead right now.
No, you know that.
I know. You can always throw us for a loop.
No, and I would probably put, if I was ranking them, I would probably put him above Zeller, but Crowder as well.
Mm-hmm.
Since that, you know, like, this team's full of people that you didn't really know that much about.
Right.
And now you, like, Crowder doesn't do anything fantastically, but.
No.
He just reminds me of one of those guys that you want on your team.
Definitely. He's
James Posey-esque, maybe?
He's definitely kind of an all-around.
Ooh, that's a good comparison.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's maybe like an Eddie House James Posey rolled into one.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Just someone you want on your team. He does a lot of good things.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for mine, I think you need to have Marcus Smart because I think he's really the only guy that I can see on the roster being one of the three best players on a championship team.
Do you think he's going to be an all-star?
I think it's too early to say.
Yeah.
I think he could be, for sure. I think he has more all-star potential than pretty much everyone on the roster except
James
Isaiah
Young.
Thomas. I don't know what to say to that. But yeah, so I think you have to take Marcus Smart. Yep. I think he's starting to remind me a lot of kind of Chauncey Billups.
I was going to say that, yeah.
Like, you know, just kind of a bigger point guard that has a bigger impact on the game than, you know, some guys like, I don't know, kind of reminds me of like Jason Kidd a little bit. He's kind of like everywhere.
That's unfortunate.
I think Tyler Zeller is a decent piece, and I'd like to keep him around. I think he's useful big, you know, off the bench. I think he's going to be potentially useful in a trade. And then my third pick, which might be a little bit surprising, is Kelly Olynyk.
That is surprising.
Because I think I want to keep Kelly Olynyk around the longest because I think he's the one that you can get the most for.
Yeah.
Because I think he's the guy that's going to maybe someday put up a lot of points. And even if he doesn't play a lot of defense, I think a lot of teams are going to find that attractive.
You know, that's not too far-fetched. I mean, he had a hell of a game last night.
You know,
stats might hate him more than I do, and he's gonna keep him.
and he's got to pick him.
Since he came back from the injury, I think he's at the point now in his career. I don't know like what happened, but he's not getting called for fouls every five minutes.
Wasn't he like 3 for 47?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think he has a good shot. I think he plays a position. He plays a style where he can put up a lot of 20-point games, and I think, you know, some GM that's looking for a change that, you know, needs to offload some superstar can look at that and say, like, look, I got this production for this guy, you know.
Right.
So that's kind of my thought process with Kelly Olynyk. And I think it's between him and Sullinger. I think Sullinger's just too limited.
Yeah, I've soured on Sullinger.
Maybe it's recency bias, but it seems like he's got maybe too much baggage right now.
Yeah.
You know, maybe in the future that'll be different, but.
Like, literally too much baggage?
Like pounds.
A little extra pounds.
But those are my three.
All three of these lists.
This is a lot more fun.
That's
now
a solid team right there.
Right.
Than it was at the start of the year.
Of course. Right? And because we got, I feel like the pieces are better, aren't they?
Those are nine players. Well, I guess.
Because there's
me and you
like
a crowd of it.
Out of the, what is it, 12 man roster right now? Or, well, 15, 12 play.
Yeah.
There's probably eight. I mean, I don't know. But there's a handful that if Danny traded them, you'd be like, it kind of sucks. Like, I kind of liked having him around.
Exactly,
you know?
Yeah. So you would be a little disappointed the fact that they're gone.
Right, and it was hard to think of three.
Yeah.
And that's why I picked, like, because I was going to do, like, five, like a starting five. But then that gets a little bit easier. So I thought three was good.
Yeah.
This was fun.
That was good.
Yeah. All right, well, we are going to take one more break.
Okay.
We're going to come back, and we're going to talk about these players that we've been picking, and we're going to talk about the playoff push and see if they're going to do it and whatnot.
If the playoffs happen today.
If the playoffs happen today. All right, we'll be right back with some playoff talk. We're back with the playoff push. There's no more alliteration I can do. Playoff push conversation. I was looking for some alliteration, but I didn't have it.
Playoff push-ems.
Yeah.
The push-up.
Propaganda?
Push-up pops.
So what I want to talk about real quick is the Celtics are back in the eighth seed.
Yep.
I would kind of like them to stay there and have the 1-8 of 2008 reversed.
Wouldn't that be great?
Well, also, I think they have a chance of making like a five-game series out of Atlanta if they play the Hawks
in the first round, which it's probably going to happen if the Celtics can maintain that eighth. I mean, they're not coming out of the first round.
No.
But they're going to give a hell of a chance.
Yeah, if they can go five or six games, right?
Maybe.
Do you think they have a chance to get out of the first?
If they play the Hawks or the Cavs?
If they play the Hawks.
No.
No.
I mean, if they play the Cavs, forget it.
No, I don't think they have a chance either way.
No.
Maybe if they got to six, but that's very unlikely.
But, I mean, you give them
So all what I'm saying is
you can give them that hometown credit.
What
hey,
I'm saying is they're a half a game above right now. They're in the eighth spot.
Yeah.
I kind of want them to stay there because I would rather watch the Atlanta Celtics series than the Celtics Cavs.
Yeah, it'd probably be more entertaining.
Yeah, it would definitely be more entertaining, no doubt.
Not saying that the Celtics have a better chance. I just think it will be
no. But if the Celtics play the Cavs in the first round, you know that every game is going to be a complete blowout, and we're going to get embarrassed.
And they'll all be on national TV.
Exactly.
It'll take forever.
Yeah. Exactly. So it's like you play Atlanta Celtics, you're going to have a good time watching these games. Regardless of the outcome, you're going to be impressed with the fact that, hey, we're holding our own.
Yeah.
You know, this
and,
is pretty good.
Maybe the eighth seed can push the one seed to a seven-game series like they did back in 2008.
Right.
Yeah, there's no Celtics from that team. Is it just Al Horford from the Hawks, I think?
Yeah.
Probably.
He might be the only – I was thinking about that this morning,
the only
too,
one left?
Because I thought about this analogy this morning, and I think Horford's the only one left.
Wow.
Because Teague wasn't – no, Mike Bibby was the point guard.
Yeah.
Bibby's long gone now.
Joe Johnson's on the Nets.
Yeah.
Josh Smith's gone.
Yeah.
And all the Celtics are
gone. Yeah. So, yeah. I'll tell you which one I'm looking forward to, though. If the playoffs started right now, there's two different playoffs that I'm actually really looking forward to. It's Cavs Heat. Well, I think that would be fun to watch.
Okay.
And then what I really want to see is Bulls Wizards because of Paul Pierce and Noah's complete rivalry with each other. I think that'll be a great Bulls-Wizards have a potential for knockdown blows. Mm-hmm. Like, that is basketball fights at its finest. So if that was to happen, that would be a very exciting series.
Especially if the Wizards win, won't they face the Cavs?
Yeah.
That's a good rivalry, too.
Yeah, definitely. And like, you know, Bucks-Raptors, no one's ever going to watch that. Not even anyone from...
Just
maybe the guys from Buckshots will watch the Raptors.
If the Celtics did make it to six somehow, which I don't think is going to happen.
I don't think it's going to happen now.
Who would they play?
If the Celtics made it to the sixth right now, they would play the Raptors.
I think they should maintain the eight. I don't want them to jump to seven. I just want them in the eight. I want to see Celtics Atlanta.
You know what's a good West Coast playoffs right now?
There's a lot of good
all of them.
Out there.
Rockets Spurs would play each other. Which would be really good. And then Grizzlies-Mavs is a good one, too.
The OKC and Golden State, right?
Yeah, OKC and Golden State, which is Golden State's up 3-1 this year. 3-1 this year. So that's pretty good. I mean, that's impressive. Blazers-Clippers, that'll be a pretty good one, too.
Yeah. You know? You really can't go wrong out west.
No.
Did you guys ever, like, I don't know, a month ago, 5 weeks ago, did you think we'd be sitting here talking about playoff seedings?
No. No Kinda. Way. Do you really?
Well, yeah, the East
Celtics
is so bad.
Right, but all right, but I'm excited about it now, and before I wasn't. Now I kind of want them to be.
I'm more excited about it because I have more fun watching them now.
Exactly. Yeah.
But, you know, the East has always been so bad this year.
And what's the point, like, if you're going to be the A seed or the 9 seed, you're like, your draft pick's different by one, so.
Right.
Why don't
get in the lottery. Get, like, one ball.
You know, we want to talk about – if you want to talk about how the Celtics are going to move up to that seventh, maybe sixth, the Heat right now play the Bucks, and then they'll play us, and then they'll play the Hawks and the Pistons. So the Heat has a potential for three tough games and then the Pistons. Nobody fears the Pistons except for us.
You're right.
And then the Bucks, they'll play the Heat, like I said. Pacers, Warriors, Hawks. So the Bucks have a big chance of just going down four spots.
We got, 2 weeks left of the regular season?
There are 12 games left to go right
now.
And the Hornets' upcoming games, now they're a half game below us. They have Nets, Wizards, Hawks, and then Celtics. So, I mean, you have to watch out for the Hornets.
I think we should just maintain.
Yeah, I mean, you got to keep going at your even pace, but like...
I'm really not used to you saying the Hornets. I really wanted to say Bobcats.
I know. The Robert Cats.
So, we're sitting here wondering stuff about the playoffs.
Right.
Think our boy wonders about that? Think, what's Wallace wondering?
What is Wallace wondering?
Is he wondering about
Wallace.
The playoffs?
What is Wallace wondering? We've asked this week... Our famous new game, What's Wallace Wondering? The response we got was nothing, but that's fine.
There is one.
We're used to that.
There is one thing I look at this, that immediately pops out, and it says, "When are you going to get out of here so we can have some fun?" That's what he's wondering. That's what he's wondering in that picture.
I'm also thinking that it's who's first to get traded, me or you.
Oh, that was obvious.
Well, it's obvious now, but not during that picture. When that picture was taken, it was probably one of those. Who's gonna? All right, a better one. Who's gonna get kneed in the face first, me or you? How's that? How's that? Nick, can we see that picture one more time?
What's your caption?
Stats. Give it to us.
I just kept coming up with stuff about M. Night Shyamalan movies. I don't know if you want to hear that. But.
Yes, please. Give it to me.
Wait, so if the aliens and signs are allergic to water, how did they run around those crop fields at night when it's like dewy and wet? That doesn't really make any sense, right?
This is probably what really is what Wallace is really wondering.
Yeah, that was it.
That's a good one. That's good.
He's probably like, Anta? What's Anta? That's another one.
Oh, yeah. That's,
all yeah. right.
So.
So we what do we get now? We get another game.
We have another game on deck. It's a little thing that
you can
stats
just call
made
us
up.
Milton Bradley these days.
I know, right? Yeah. Well, we got to fill in time.
Not
somehow.
The baseball player.
Not the baseball player. Stats came up with this game last week. Yep. Best player on the worst team.
Doc Rivers.
Atlanta Hawks. Doc Rivers. No. Let's not go that deep.
Okay.
This year, best player on the worst team. So I mean, we could do.
I missed my homework.
That's okay.
Assignment, so.
That's expected of you. So
I'll have to come off the top of my head, and that might not be good.
All right. So stats. Do we want to do East and West, or do we just want to pick a couple of teams?
I mean, sure.
We could save face for time.
What do you want to do?
Let's just pick a couple of teams.
Go for it.
So the Magic. I'm gonna go with Peyton.
He's good. God, that's a really tough one. I really think Victor Oladipo is going to end up being pretty good.
I am.
But I do love
you know
Alfred
what I
Payton.
You know what I count on stats for? Names.
Names.
Because he was in my wheelhouse on that one, but I can't pronounce names. So I was excited that he said it. Yeah. Anytime I have a question about a name, this guy is right on. Yeah. Jerebko. Oh, Jesus.
I'm all in Catholic,
that's
you know?
Great. Yeah. We didn't teach. They didn't teach.
I don't think we should endorse that.
What? Well, the Catholic or the fact that I can't pronounce names?
We could say Northeastern.
All right. So, yeah. Okay. So, Sacramento.
Chris Webber.
Oh, God.
Chris Webber. For me, DeMarcus Cousins.
DeMarcus Cousins is kind of the one that
the easy
jumps
way
out at you.
Yeah.
But I've always really liked, I don't know if I'm going to get. If I always get his name confused, but I've always loved Reggie Evans. I think he's there right now.
Is he still there?
I think
he was
rumored
in those Rondo trades.
I'm thinking of who's the other Evans that was Tyree.
I know who you're talking about.
Was it Tyree Evans? He got caught going 120 down Route 5 his rookie year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Reggie Evans. I've always liked him. I think he's a really good like piece.
Yeah.
You know? Just a really solid, like, role player kind of guy. So
speaking of Reggie's, for me, Detroit would be Reggie Jackson.
Oh, Andre Drummond.
Oh, the Drummond.
I love Andre Drummond. Yeah. I really wish the Celtics ended up getting him that year.
Is there any chance that maybe one day?
He's a free agent, isn't he?
I think he's coming up as a restricted. Oh. I think he was the Sullinger year. I think I wanted them to trade both and see if they could. Because they had that in the Fab Melo pick.
Well, I mean, they did well.
But, I mean, it depends on what they do with Greg Monroe. I mean, it's a new regime over there with the Van Gundy, you know. Who knows if he really...
That's true. Do you think Van Gundy's really going to stick it out in Detroit, though?
He has a lot of control.
Yeah.
He's the GM, too, right? He has the Doc Rivers power.
He's got the Doc Rivers package.
I'm kind of excited to see. I really liked that Magic team. I think it was kind of a mini... Not a precursor to the Spurs, but I think they copied some of what the Spurs did or, you know, tried to do.
Right. I mean, that's a tough act to follow, though, trying to make a copy of that.
Yeah, it was...
That's very hit or miss.
It was D&3 and going down to Dwight in the post.
You love D&3.
Yeah, that's kind of my preferred.
Yeah.
So...
You kids.
I mean, that was a fun team, kind of
hey,
an underrated
I'm
fun team,
I'm getting used
right?
to it because that's kind of what Brad Stevens is doing.
With that Magic team, it was
Jermaine Turk Nelson,
Nelson, J.J. Redick, Rashard Lewis.
Rashard Lewis, yeah.
Dwight Howard. That was a kind of a fun team.
Yeah. Speaking of NBA stuff, do we have an In the Hoop?
We do have an In the Hoop. It's very quick.
Fun. On the NBA, see how I did that? That was my hard transition like right there. Yeah,
that was good.
Doesn't really do as well when you point it out, though. Yeah. I have to say.
No. All right, so real quick, Steve Nash finally hangs it up, finally retires.
Yeah.
Too bad he retired a Laker. Which brings the question, Rondo, will he be a Laker next year?
I would say 93% yes.
I'm going 100. Full on board.
It looks pretty probable. Can I talk a little more about Steve Nash, though?
Like, please. Yeah.
I think you could make the argument the best Canadian athlete ever, right?
Hold on, though.
Exactly, right?
We're talking hockey. Like,
well, is it really
best Canadian basketball player ever? Yes,
I just
hands
don't,
down.
Maybe it's just me, but I just don't count hockey as a sport. I don't like it. But like, besides that, right?
Right.
Snowboarding, skiing.
You know what
I guess besides the greatest country sport of all time.
But the other thing you guys need to
hockey's gold.
The other thing you guys need to rewatch is the dunk contest he did with Amari Stoudemire, where he did like the foot pass and he did like the header, and that was really fun. And I think if you're a Phoenix, right, he gets a statue and a number retired, right?
He would have to.
Well, they didn't never won.
It doesn't matter, though.
I don't know. Like, I don't know if anyone's meant as much to a team.
Those teams, talk about fun teams to watch.
Exactly.
You can have your Orlando. That Phoenix team was so fun.
Like, they were really relevant. They like kind of changed. They were kind of like revolutionary.
7 seconds
so
or less.
So fun to watch.
Steve Nash brought Phoenix back to that spot where, like, Darren Marley and Charles Barkley brought them back in like the early 90s.
It's too bad that style of play couldn't get over the top.
But I think they were so close. I think if they didn't
so
play with the Spurs,
if
they didn't run into the Spurs a couple times.
Right. Imagine that. Imagine if everyone team just played like that. How fun would that be? It'd
be a fun league.
Yeah.
It's too bad that at the end you have to retire because, I mean, you're injured.
You
always
he
wish
didn't
that
go
you
out
can,
on his terms.
Yeah, I wish you can always go out. It's the old saying, you know, go out on top. But it's kind of sad. Like a guy like that, he kind of goes by the. He's in the same category as like the John Stockton and the Karl Malone.
Don't you think he just kind of took it to the Lakers though? He kind of
already knew
he was done.
He robbed them blind.
He knew he was like.
What did
he
get this year? $11 million, and then he said he had shoulder problems.
I would do the exact same thing.
Yeah, of course.
Right? Of course.
Like his whole career is just fascinating. Like the thing going to the Lakers, there was him in Dwight Howard on the SI cover.
Yeah.
Like before that, like season that was just like cursed from the get go, and a bunch of other stuff like. Dirk like tweeted or said like he was quoted as saying like Steve Nash really did a lot to overcome being unathletic, white, slow, you know, like just like a bunch of like really funny stuff.
Right.
He's like one of the better players.
Here's something for you guys to think about. Do you think Steve Nash finished out his career as a Laker and stole all that money because he had such a hard time passing the Lakers throughout his career in Phoenix?
Maybe.
I'm going to go to the Lakers. I'm going to screw them out of $11 million this year that they'll have to pay me. And I'm hurt. I'm real hurt. My shoulders are hurt. But I'm going to go play golf because I don't care. So screw the Lakers. I just stole your money. Thanks for the 90s.
Got anything else for the hoop?
Thanks for the early 2000s. Yeah, real quick. Stephon Marbury, Starberry, won his third title with the CBA.
Two in a row?
Two in a row.
Third in the last 4 years.
With the Ducks. With the MVP, finals MVP. Still playing.
Do you think he makes them all eat Vaseline?
I bet you he can get anybody to do anything.
Yeah, remember he did that?
Yeah, I do. He's kind of a crazy person.
Now, does he give them all Starberries?
He brought the brand back. It's huge. It's huge in China.
That's awesome. We should get a pair.
We just have to go to that weird store that used to sell them that I drove to once. It's in, like, Southern Mass.
I wonder if you could find them. You know what? I'll just buy them online.
I really think I still have a pair somewhere.
That's awesome.
There might be a pair in my trunk.
Were they the
right
most
now.
Comfortable thing you ever
had? Oh, my God, no. They were like $15. I tried to play basketball in them once. It was like.
They just exploded on you.
Oh, that's yeah.
Awesome. All right, well, Stats will be wearing a Starberries next week. Actually, Stats will be wearing a Starberries at the Reds Army Party.
Oh, the Reds Army Party
this
Saturday.
We'll see you there. Yeah. Right? We'll see you all there.
Causeways, 65 Causeway Street, right across the street from the garden.
All right, fantastic. We'll
Party's
see you there.
Party's at 1 o'clock.
You can buy us a drink.
Yes, or several. I'm not buying you anything.
Thanks for watching. Stay infected. Peace.